with a presentation on, I will try to pronounce it, Sucre LA. Yes, please welcome Jan with his talk.
Test, test, test. All right. Thank you for coming. So I'm going to present Sucre LA, which is an open source USB 3 logic analyzer. So I'm going to present myself, present the project, why is the project, what are the specifications, what I did so far, and what next. So I'm Yann Sionneau, I'm a French guy from Grenoble, and I'm a kernel and hypervisor engineer at Vates, which is a French company making a hypervisor completely open source based on Xen, called the XCPNG. Thanks. I'm cheating a bit at the timing. Okay, but this talk is not related to the Vates company. It's just my own project. So Sucre LA, I've just said, it's a logic analyzer. But what is a logic analyzer? So this slide is just to explain that. So this is the usual setup. So a logic analyzer is the thingy on the left. So it's a device that you connect on one end to your PC. And on the other end, you've got probes, probe wires, usually with colors, that you plug on another device. And the goal is to analyze what's going on in the other device. So usually, you spin up a software on your PC, and you will be able to display what's going on the wires that you are probing, kind of like an oscilloscope, but for digital signals. So this is a tool for usually low-level embedded developers to kind of debug when they are bringing up new hardware or debugging new hardware or software drivers, for instance. So as I said, it's a USB 3 device, Sucre LA. It's FPGA-based. That's a kind of chip. And it is open source, but we are going back on this topic in the presentation. So how is it pronounced? Sucre LA. So it's just a bad play on words. So it is related to the company that is making a commercial logic analyzer called Salier. Yeah. So it's just a French play on words. Don't worry about this. So what's the goal of the project? It is to make a reasonably fast, reasonably cheap, an open source logic analyzer. So most open source logic analyzers today are usually kind of cheap, which is good, but they are also usually slow in the use case that I like to use, which is real-time streaming. You've got usually two ways of using logic analyzers. Either the analyzer is going to sample the signals and buffer them on the device in some kind of memory. So it can sample really fast and buffer in the memory, but quickly the memory is full, and then it has to stop sampling and send the data to the PC. In this configuration, the problem is that you really can sample for a small period. So you can't capture for long time. So if you want to debug something,